a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 8:30.
Our temperature downtown is 41 degrees.
Still have big delays on I-15 heading north through Pleasant Grove, American Fork, and Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We continue to follow a developing story on the economy. Utah continues to add jobs, and the unemployment rate continues to drop.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the new numbers out this morning. Mary?
Amanda, the state added 45,400 jobs year over year. That's 3% growth. And the unemployment rate in Utah is now down to 2.7%. Nate McDonald with the Department of Workforce Services says one of the best ways to increase your wages right now is look at some of these opportunities.
Where you may not have been considered before, because you might not have had the skills, because employers are just looking for people right now that are willing to work, willing to do the time, they're willing to train you.
Now, he says the largest growth is in health services, professional and business services, and manufacturing. The fastest growth is coming in IT, construction, and health services. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Some legislators say a lot of policymakers have questions about the state's liquor laws, so they're hosting a summit at the Capitol today to give some answers. Representative Timothy Hawk says they're inviting guests from all over the country to explain what other states do.
What are the emerging trends? How are laws and regulations affecting industry? All of those are relevant questions.
He says there's even more questions now after multiple changes to the state's liquor laws in recent years.
Hey, so weather with Grant Wayman. The skies may look like yesterday, but don't be fooled. It's going to be much colder today.
Our highs today are going to be some 20 degrees colder than yesterday. So a big drop there thanks to the front. And we've got an even stronger storm coming in for the weekend. Folks can anticipate a lot of rain on most of Saturday, especially into the afternoon. Temperatures are going to hold in the 50s, so it's pretty cool. And then it gets even colder. Saturday night into Sunday, we'll see that snow level dropping.
Grant says the mountains could get 8 to 12 inches of snow, and while it's not expected to be a lot, we could have a skiff of snow on the valley floor by Sunday evening.
A recent study finds that fewer Americans are reporting a religious affiliation. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
Not only are fewer Americans self-reporting to be religious, but they also are saying that they attend religious service less frequently, too. New data collected over the last 2 years from the Pew Research Center shows less people are identifying as Christian. Right now, about 65% do so. That's down 10% from just 10 years ago. While the number of people attending religious service is down about 7% in that same time frame. Staying steady throughout the polling period, though, is the percentage of people reporting to be part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That's about 2% overall. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Syrian Kurds say Turkey has already violated a ceasefire. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at a KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, there are reports some fighting in one Syrian border town as 5 days of ceasefire supposedly underway. Turkey agreed to pause their incursion into Kurdish-held territory after Vice President Pence met with President Erdogan yesterday.
If there had not been a ceasefire today, there would have been a new round of massive sanctions.
Turkey is demanding Kurds retreat to create a buffer zone. Iraq says they will take back their citizens currently held by Kurds in northern Syria and put them on trial for joining ISIS. 12,000 fighters are held in makeshift prisons, including 2,000 foreigners, with 800 of those from Europe. The White House announcing next June's G7 summit in the U.S. will be held at President Trump's National Doral Miami Resort. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney responding to criticism of using the president's own resort.
I get the criticisms. So does he. Face it, he'd be criticized regardless of what he chose to do.
But he says Doral will be only paid to cover costs, meaning no profit and saving millions over other venues. And a 3.7 magnitude earthquake rattled the Los Angeles area around midnight with the epicenter in the city of Compton. No damage or injuries reported from that light shaking. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.